I didn't really realize that Jesus has emotions. I didn't really know he had emotions. I thought we're the only ones that can cry, that something can touch. I didn't know Jesus, who died for me, can feel pain. He can weep when he looks at my life. Until the day I heard Jesus say thank you. Please listen, all right? Listen. That day in Chapel of Resurrection, I heard Jesus say to me, thank you. I was so shocked. How can God tell a man thank you? I began to ask him questions. I thought he was even whining me. I started telling him, thank you so much. Thank you for your goodness, for your kindness. He said, no, Lawrence, thank you. I didn't know God can thank a human being. I didn't understand. I was so shocked. Jesus is very humble. Thank me for what? Because we came to chapel to pray. Why are you thanking me? He said, thank you for these 54 people that are praying. About 55 of them. Because I said, let's gather and pray. And people came to pray. He was telling me, thank you. I began to thank him. I thought he was saying, I'm not thanking. That's why he's thanking me. So I started thanking him. I said, Father, I thank you for giving us grace to pray, for giving us strength. And the one that gave us breath. He said, no, Lawrence, thank you. You didn't have to respond, but you did. That day I cried. I said, is this how much you want me to pray? And every time you tap me, pray, I'll be giving you excuses. Every time he tells you, wake up, pray, you'll be giving him reasons why you can't pray. He's saying, pray for your own life, or not for him. He's still begging you to pray for your own life. I said, I swear. That day, I said, Lord, I swear, the body of Christ will pray. That's where my problem started, sir. I said, as long as I'm breathing, I will ensure everybody I jam will hit prayer power. That's my thank you back to him. I said, just anoint me. I will sing it. I will preach it. I will do it. I can't wait to that final day when I will hear it again. And he will look me in the face, eyeball to eyeball, and say, thank you. Kai, nothing beats this. I will live and die for this. Every heart will beat for Jesus. That's what I promised him. I said, they will love you. I give you my word. They will love you. They will love you with every word that comes from my mouth. Their hearts will start beating for you. That's my vow. And it will come to pass. Unless you didn't come for this meeting, you are implicated forever. I'm telling you, it's like a viral disease. They have marked your face. I'm telling you, forever and ever, if it's not you, your children will come and do it. Somebody in your lineage will cry out for God like Enoch. Are you hearing what I'm saying? My prayer is that it's you. You will answer the question of nations. Something inside you will begin to push for God from today. Your lost fire is being restored right now. Your lost hunger is being restored right now. In the name of Jesus.